Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1955, State of Delaware, DelDOT.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a DelDOT maintenance yard to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 30 acres more or less lying north of Newton Road, also referred to as Route 404A, and being east of the railroad, and being identified on a tax record as tax map ID 5-30, map 16, parcel 11.01. For the benefit of the record, I've passed down copies of the site plan presented to us by DelDOT for review by the commission. The site plan depicts the location of a crew operations building, scales, a fuel island, trucks and more sheds, a salt barn, a shop, material storage yards, and driveways and related parking. We received one agency comment to date. It's the comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They were received on January 11th of 2013 and referenced that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that an on-site septic system is proposed to be utilized, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. We did not receive any comments from DelDOT on this application as far as traffic.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Okay, then.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here representing this application?
Mr. Chairman, before you begin, I'm going to excuse myself.
Oh, that's right.
Participating. That's fine.
Understood. Thanks. Let the record show that Mr. Robertson did not participate in this public hearing.
Hi, my name is Edwin Tenefoss from Greenwood, Delaware, with the Department of Transportation. Mr. Lank has already pretty much explained everything, but basically we have a piece of property currently north of Bridgeville that we would like to use for a new maintenance yard to replace our one in Seaford, which is we've outgrown, and it also has flooding issues and also somewhat dilapidated with our shop. And so this particular piece of property works out well. It's surrounded by farm. We are going to put a landscape screen around the outside, and actually intend to. We're getting prices currently now to go ahead and actually have that in before we even really start construction. Outside of that, it will be a normal maintenance yard operation. Operating hours primarily 7 to 3, with the exception of when it snows or we have a hurricane or something.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have you had any discussions with DelDOT about getting an entrance permit?
The entrance is already in.
That's the only question I have, Mr. Chairman.
Really?
Yeah.
Mr. Burton, no questions for you? Okay. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Tenefoss, the sign that you show on this proposed plan, would you intend that to be lighted or unlighted?
I believe we're intending to have that lighted. I think at this point we're looking at like a little solar project. And by lighted, just a couple small lights on there, similar to all our other yards where it's basically just all it says is DelDOT maintenance yard area 2. And it will be, I believe the intent is to light it.
You're aware that if this application is acted on favorably, the commission can limit the size of that sign. Is that correct?
That's fine.
Do you have any dumpsters that would be proposed for this site?
Yes, I'm sure there is a dumpster.
So if you had dumpsters, we could also require that they be screened from view.
That's fine. The entire yard is going to be screened.
Okay. Is there any security measures for the entrance? Will there be a gate?
We will have a gate, yes. And the entire area will be fenced in.
Will there be security lighting?
Yes.
Will it be down shielded so it would not
Absolutely.
Interfere with it?
Absolutely. Okay.
How many employees do you anticipate having?
Approximately 20.
Approximately 20.
Right.
Mr. Lank, would they have to show on the final site plan the parking spaces?
Yes, they would.
Some of those may have to be handicapped.
I don't know how by our regulation.
We intend to have two handicapped spaces.
And you stated your hours would be 7 to 3 except for emergency operations,
right.
That Monday through Friday?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And do you, this application didn't have to go to PLUS, did it?
It actually has already been to PLUS.
It has been to PLUS?
Yes.
Those comments submitted?
No, they were not.
It's a grievous error. And what state level strategy spending is this site in? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
Another error. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Ross.
How many vehicles will be at the site?
Well, we'll have two truck sheds. So that would be, I think it's approximately 10 trucks. And then the employee vehicles would also be parked there during the day.
And the trucks will be in the shed?
Yes. Yes.
And you'll have to show the parking spaces for the employees?
Yes.
And the gate and the dumpster and all that on your final site plan?
Yes. Yeah. And then the employee spaces are shown there in the front side of the site already.
This is right adjacent to an industrial area, is not?
There is an industrial area across the road, yes. I mean, I guess it's, I don't know if I'd call it industrial, probably more just a business park across the road, and then Purdue is just down the tracks.
And are you planning on making any improvements to the intersection there at 13 and 404A?
Not at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Lank.
Just one question. Is this, based on the discussion we had when you first applied, is this not more centralized for your district?
It is. It does create, currently our yard in Seaford, the area two, Seaford is the very bottom of the service area. So this does centralize the service and will allow us to provide more timely, service and allow us to be more efficient with snow removal and all the other normal maintenance operations.
Anything else?
That's all.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, if you can find one, and we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1955, State of Delaware, DelDOT. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1955? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.